Hello, this is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Whether you're at home or in your car, outdoors, maybe you're at the gym, or maybe you're at a hospital room, wherever you are today, I am so glad that you tuned in on today. The purpose of A Voice in the Darkness is to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. So many people today are walking through transitions and difficult times in their life. And many times when you're in a spot like this, you want to give up. You want to stop. You want to just say you can't go on. But I want to encourage you today that you can do this. You got what it takes. Do not give up. Do not give in. And do not turn in the towel. You might say, Gwendolyn, why are you saying this? Why do you believe this? Well, I've walked through this in my own life at different junctures, at different seasons. And at those times, I wanted to give up. I didn't feel like I could make it. I didn't feel like I could go on. But God in His goodness caused someone to encourage me, to speak a word of encouragement. And it literally changed the direction and the course of my life. Everything shifted. And that's my heart for you on today. For you to understand that you can make it, you got this, you are an overcomer. Do not give up, do not give in, and do not throw in the towel. Welcome to A Voice in the Darkness podcast. I'm so excited that you're joining me on today. It's not the first week, but it's my first time podcasting in the month of April. Last week was a busy week for me, and I'm excited to come to you today to encourage each and every one of you with this encouraging word. You know, if you are new, I am grateful that you're here today. And if you are a regular, I would love for you to just share this episode with maybe someone that you feel their hearts can be uplifted on today. They need to be uplifted. And if you're new, I would love for you to download this for the first time and subscribe. Subscribe to A Voice in the Darkness podcast. And I'm going to dive right on in today with today's episode title. It's time to prepare for your next. And I'm going to say that again. It's really time. It's time to prepare for your next. And many of you who are listening to me, maybe you're in this place of preparation. Maybe you've already prepared. Maybe you're at a good place. Or maybe you know you need to prepare. You know there are things that you need to do and you need to shift and get some things in order. Be encouraged. It's not too late. I want you to hear this and let it sink in your heart on today. It's time to prepare for your next. And I want to give you a quick definition of this word prepare, okay? It's to make something ready for use or consideration, okay? To make something ready for use or consideration. I'm going to give you some synonyms. To make ready, to develop, to work out, to assemble, to formulate, to lay the groundwork, practice, to do the necessary, to get everything set. I'm going to say some of these again. To make ready, to develop, to work out, to assemble, to formulate, to lay the groundwork, to practice, to do the necessary, to get everything set. Now, how many of you can say you've been laying the groundwork? Have you been laying the groundwork in your own life? Maybe in your business, in your marriage, in your family, in friendships? Are you laying the groundwork? Are you making things ready? Are you developing some things? Are you assembling and formulating some things? Are you getting everything set? And I want to encourage you that this is going to be very important and it's vital for this next season that's coming up in your life to get prepared, to make sure that you're doing what is necessary to begin to see this shift take place in your life. And I want to talk to you because God himself prepared. I love talking from the word of God. It is my favorite book, and I want to encourage you from the word of God today. But God, the creator of heaven and earth, creator of you and me, creator of all things, he prepared. And you may say, Gwendolyn, what are you talking about? Yes, actually in the word, we'll see that God prepared some things. And if you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. And this is the New King James Version that I'm going to read from. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Can you believe this passage? It says the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Well, I looked up that word prepared. That word prepared in the Greek. I went to the Strong's Concordance. That's the Strong's. And the number for that word prepared in that passage is 2090. And I'm going to just sound this word out because it's a difficult word to really read, but it's hetoimazo. And that word in the Greek means to prepare, to provide, to make ready. So we see that God made ready a place. He says it right here. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Let me read it different. The things which God made ready, the things that God have provided for those who love him. God prepared. God made ready. God provided things for us. And if this is the creator of heaven and earth, and he provides, he make ready, he prepares, how much more do we need to provide, to prepare, and to make ready? We are the creation. He is the creator. I want to take you to another passage in Exodus 23 and 20. And this is the word of the Lord that God said. He said, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place I have prepared. So this was a promise, okay? This was a promise that the Lord, listen, was giving his servants in the book of Exodus. And he was telling them, listen, I'm sending an angel before you. I'm sending an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Yes, God prepared a place. He provided a place. He made ready a place for his people. And I want to read to you another passage. If you would go with me really quick to Psalm 23. This is a very familiar passage, and I'm going to read verse 5. I absolutely love this psalm, but I'm going to start at 5. And this is the psalmist David. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies and anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. My goodness gracious. He is saying out loud that God prepare a table before him in the presence of his enemies. So he knew, his servant, David knew that God prepares this for his servants. And I want you to understand that if God prepares, provide, and make ready for his children, make ready for you and me, then we need to understand the necessity for us to lay the groundwork, to practice, to do what's necessary, to get everything set, right? To make things ready, to develop, to work it out, to assemble, to formulate. It's so important. Another definition is to make something ready for use or for consideration. And I want to take us to a scripture. I absolutely love the book of Proverbs. I grew and cut my teeth on this as a teenager, and it's just a good book to just get wisdom, understanding, and people skills and how to live. And it's going to help you and I in this time right now to prepare and get ready. Proverbs 28, okay? Proverbs 28, 19 and 20. I'm going to read it in the New King James Version. And it says, he who tills his land will have plenty of bread. But he who follows, listen, frivolity, he says, will have poverty enough. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. So back to verse 19, he who tills his land will have plenty of bread. Okay, so that till is preparing the land. Farmers prepare the land before they put seed in the ground. And sometimes you got to do that preparing work, that necessary work, that pre, okay? Pre, that it goes before, okay? So you may have to do these things. I have to do these things in order for us to see fruit, in order for us to see harvest. But it quickly told us, but he who follows after, listen, frivolity, listen, we'll have poverty enough. So when we don't do anything, when we're frivolous, when we are idle, when we don't make good use of our time, when we're dealing with sloth and laziness and being a sluggard, it's going to lead to poverty. But if you're faithful, okay, it says in verse 20, a faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. So when you're faithful to do what God has told you to do, and we see in the verse above, it's tilling the land, it's preparing the land. Are you preparing your land? Whatever that is for you, it could be your home, it could be your heart, it could be your situation at your job, your business, your assignment, your calling, your invention, your education, your health. Are you tilling the land? Are you preparing the land? And that's a great question that you just need to ask yourself. And another passage that I want to take you to is Proverbs 24 and 27. It says, prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterwards, build your house. This is so plain. You got to prepare the outside work first. You got to make it fit for yourself in the field. You got to make sure that ground is ready to build a house. You got to deal with the foundation. You got to deal with the soil. You got to make sure it's a sturdy, good ground in order to build. It can't be something that's not stable, okay? It says, and afterwards, build your house. This is all about preparing and making something ready, preparing your future, your legacy, your family and inheritance, everything that God has for you. He's saying today is time to prepare for our next, what's coming next. Some of you know what's coming next. Some of us don't know what's coming next, but we all know that we need to get ready. We all know we need to prepare. It's like getting up for work. Okay. You know, you need to get up, put on your clothes. Sometimes you iron it and you do that at night. I know for my kids, I raised six kids here in my home, and in the morning, at night, they're all adults now, but I had them iron their uniforms at night, lay their clothes out at night, make their lunches at night. We did all that preparation because we knew how we needed to be effective to get out of this house at a certain time and get them to school, right? And do everything we needed to do for the day. And so we prepared as a family. You got to prepare. What are you preparing? What are you making ready right now? What is God telling you? Are you going to get married? Are you going to, you know, travel? Did you get your passport? If you're getting married, are you learning good communication skills? Are you dealing with selfishness? Are you working in those areas of your life and in your heart? Come on, that can hinder the process. You got to begin to make the land ready, okay? Proverbs 6, I want you to go with me there. Proverbs 6, verse 6 through 8. And love, love, love this, because we can learn from the ant. Listen, the ants. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider your ways and be wise, which having no captain, okay? They don't have a leader. They don't have an overseer or a ruler. Verse 8, but they provide her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Okay, this is what the ant will do. The ant is not lazy. The ant is wise. Even though they don't have anybody saying, get up, do this, do that, right? The ant doesn't have anybody saying that. But the ant will get up, supply for the summer, gather food in the harvest time. And we got to be like this ant. We got to not wait till things get so tough or someone tell us what to do. But hear me now. Hear me by the Spirit. Begin to get ready for the things in your life that God is telling you to do. Maybe it's to fill out an application. Maybe you need to go back to college. Maybe you need to get a certification. Maybe you need to start a new job. Maybe you need to build your own business. Maybe you need to start a ministry. Maybe you need to go into full-time ministry. Whatever it is, God is saying it's time to prepare for your next. It's time to get ready. Ready. Make something ready for use. Are you getting your life ready right now? And I think that this is imperative for each and every one of us to hear today. If you're just tuning in and this is your first time, I hope that you would come back and subscribe and download this podcast, because I really believe that we are being prepared right now in this season for something greater. Yes, there's gloom, there's doom all around us, but I want to encourage you. You got a bright future, and there's some great things on the horizon that you were born for such a time as this, and God is preparing you right now for your next. But we want to be ready. We want to be in position. We want to be in alignment for the great things that God has in store for us. So that's my question. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Okay. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Because it is time, listen, to prepare for our next, okay? It's time to prepare for our next. Well, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. And, you know, I would love for you to share this, subscribe, rate, comment, like it. You can catch me on Spotify, Amazon Audible, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, YouTube, CastBox. Follow me and download this episode and share it with someone else who may need a word of encouragement. I am just always grateful that I'm able to come on and to encourage you wherever you are, whatever nation you're in, whatever time zone you're in. I'm so excited that you are here on today. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Gwendolyn Forte with The Voice in the Darkness signing off. God bless you.